Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Mare d'Azyn Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gowell. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty dandy. And yourself?
Doing great.
Outstanding. Always good to hear. And speaking of outstanding and great things to hear, you've got a continuation. We've been talking about finances and things like that. And you're going to tell us how to make the most of a windfall.
Exactly.
And that's not apples we're talking about.
Lots of windfalls here. You know, windfalls can come in many forms. And really, when we're looking at money, some of the issues that might come about, you might receive an inheritance or tax season. So some of us might be getting that wonderful tax return that we look forward to. Or it might be a bonus that you get at work. Getting all of this money in kind of a one lump sum, we have to really decide what to do with this money. We have to think about it as extra money and not something that's in our normal budget, because they are different groups of money that come outside of what our regular earnings are. And deciding what to do with that extra money can really be challenging to some extent. And it leaves, you know, many of us not knowing how to spend it, or not reminding us that we really need to look at how we spend it and spend it wisely. So today I have a rule to follow when looking at these windfalls, and it's the 30-40-30 rule. And basically this rule gives us some guidelines on how to best allocate our extra funds by breaking down our financial life into three parts, so the past and the present and the future. And by doing it this way, it can help you make progress towards achieving your overall financial goals, which is what we've talked about throughout this series. So how the rule works is 30% of this windfall should go to outstanding debt and catching up debt if needed. So 30% of the windfall goes to past financial decisions that you've had in terms of debt. We take that next 40%, and that 40% is going to go to our current living expenses. So this can be any bills that we have currently that we're needing to address, or maybe it's about catching up on that emergency fund. And just to remind ourselves, that emergency fund needs to be anywhere from 3 to 6 months worth of income in case something were to happen and you need to dip into that. And then other things that might happen in the present are maybe some of those needs and wants that we have and going out and making those purchases. Then the final 30% goes on to saving for our long-term goals. So that 30% is for the future. So long-term goals might mean our home ownership, our retirement, or our education, or other large purchases that we might be making, like a new vehicle. So how do we kind of go about this? Well, when we're looking at our past outstanding debt and catching up on that, debt is something that we all deal with, and we shouldn't be embarrassed about it or needing to work on our past obligations. The thing to keep in mind with our debt is that debt from the past can weigh us down and prevent us from achieving our financial goals down the year. And so it's really important that we create a plan to pay down our outstanding debt. And that's the best way to get control over our finances. And those of you who may have heard about, when I talked in one of my previous segments, about the snowball method, which is paying off your smallest balances first, or that avalanche method, which means targeting that highest interest rate and paying off that debt first. That 40%, when we're talking about the present, current living expenses, our needs and our wants, having extra money provides an opportunity for us to really get a handle on our current expenses. And addressing our current needs is important. The best thing to do, however, is to start with a list and prioritize. And don't forget to establish or increase that emergency fund, like I have mentioned. So kind of start small and think big if you're starting that emergency fund, and then continue building it. It's good that we also take a time out and enjoy some of our wants during this time as well. We just don't want to splurge and take it all. But I'm not saying we shouldn't enjoy some of that money and take a vacation, for example. It's good to be able to take some time out and enjoy it. And then the final, that 30% going to our future, obviously this is saving a portion of this windfall to help us secure something that's a larger purchase. So maybe a home or saving for retirement or transitioning into retirement, or if you want to help your children pay for their education. So really looking down the road quite a bit in your future. But either way, you know, whatever your decisions are, whether it be past, present, or future, just remembering that without a plan, even having large amounts of extra income, those can quickly go away. So be sure to have that plan and follow that plan.
Definitely a good idea to follow a plan. I'm thinking about the fact that I'm about to pay off my car. Yay!
Yes.
Would you suggest maybe taking that amount that I've been paying on the car every month and treating that almost like a mini windfall and using the split plan to deal with that, a little into savings and a little into bills and everything?
Yeah, so exactly. In that situation, probably the first thing I would do is kind of gauge where you're at with your emergency fund and possibly help use that to go towards your emergency fund or any of those other sections. So if you've got some previous debt that you want to address that money towards, or if you want to take that and plan for your future. So you could even split that little amount by the 30-40-30 and still help you reach your overall financial goals.
And don't just blow it all on yarn the first month.
Exactly. It always feels good to pay off debt.
Yes.
It's kind of like you want to go ring that bell and say good, you know, time to celebrate. We have to be careful not to just kind of plow through things. It's a good thing to celebrate our financial accomplishments.
Celebrate responsibly. Well, thank you very much for that information. I will be going over and seeing if I can put some of that into practice myself, especially now that, like I said, getting ready to pay the car off, that's almost a windfall.
Yeah, well, that's great that you have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.